The title track from the new album, Become You, from our in-studio guest this week, the Indigo Girls.
You said it was lushly produced. It was interesting because I think it's just the magnitude of what the players played. You know, Carol Isaacs on keys, Brady Blade on drums, an incredible drummer. He almost plays melodies on drums, in my opinion, and Claire Kenny on bass. And, I mean, they just make us better than we are, in my opinion, and they really lifted the whole record up, and I think that's why it sounds lush.
It does sound lush. I suppose lush as compared to, say, Strange Fire. I mean, a lush, more full sound.
Right, exactly.
And when people were talking about Back to Basics, you know, they were referencing that sort of first three records.
I mean, Strange Fire, you know, we made that when, I mean, I could barely play guitar even at that time. I mean, it was, you know, it was so early, and the songwriting was definitely not up to par yet, and it was the magic of Strange Fire is just the relationship between us and the way, you know, our voices blend, I think, more than the songwriting or the production.
Our Deliverance was one of those songs that seemed to me to be a song that you couldn't have written up until now. I'm just wondering
the contemplativeness of it, or the
just that, you know, it requires a certain maturity as a human being and a songwriter to come up with it.
I think that's a very good point. I don't know about maturity as a songwriter, but certainly I think at this point in life my outlook on things has changed from 10 or 15 years ago. You know, I mean, they say the wisdom of age. I wouldn't say I'm a wise person. I think I'm kind of a young soul, but I think I've learned just in trying to observe the world and studying history and studying people's relationships and, dipping my big toe in the waters of faith and seeing, you know, if the water was too hot or if I even belonged there or what. And it all came together in that song. And it is about just in the craziness of trying to control our lives and the lives of the world. It is about what can come through faith in a... It's hard to articulate it because it's not faith like this religion or that religion. It's just more like faith in a deeper experience, a life beyond this one. And then 9/11 happened, and the second half of the song became an anti-war cry because I just, you know, just the violence never works. And this administration is so hawkish and it's so bothersome to me. And it's the same thing over and over again. So, you know, I think you get a keener vision of what happens politically and the way things work and what motivates people, you know, power and corruptible things.